Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Darcy Ogandaga, host of Reformation Leadership Podcast. Today, conversation with my best digital employee, Ben and Jen. We will discuss how and why it's so important to own your content and to put your money up in the world of Dan Dash. We have Cameron. This exclusive interview with Steve Stout. They are talking about the importance of strategize all the way through to negotiate deals when you know your content, you own your content, and when you understand the lifelong value of your personal brand. So guys, just go after the interview to reformationleadership.com to understand more about how to monetize your content globally. Now, let's listen to Ben and Jen, this podcast about Cameron interview by Steve Stout. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, so are you ready to dive deep into the mind of a real innovator today?
I am definitely ready.
This is Cameron we're talking about.
Yeah.
The rapper, actor, cultural icon.
Uh-huh.
But what's so fascinating to me is the entrepreneurial spirit,
right,
that has driven his whole career.
Yeah.
So we're going to go behind the music today.
Okay.
We're going to be pulling key insights from his conversation,
right,
with Steve Stout on the Mogul Talk podcast.
Cool.
And I think what's interesting for our listeners is this isn't just about Cameron's success.
Right.
This is about a blueprint for anyone who wants to carve their own path.
I agree.
Regardless of what your field is.
Yeah, it's really about
principles
of independence, business smarts, adapting to change.
Exactly.
These are things that are relevant whether you're an artist,
yeah, absolutely,
or an entrepreneur.
100%.
And he's got stories that'll make you rethink how to play the game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guy got out of a bad record deal at Sony.
By basically making the label execs so uncomfortable, they had to let him go.
That's impressive. How did he pull that off?
We'll unpack exactly how he did it,
yeah,
but it's a classic example of his unconventional approach.
I like that.
He doesn't follow the rules.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. He's always been ahead of the curve.
I think so, too.
If you think about his sports podcast, it is what it is.
Yeah. Great podcast.
He saw a gap in the market.
Right.
For real. Raw sports talk.
For sure.
Like, think barbershop conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
But with a professional polish.
That's a good way to put it.
He understood that authenticity resonates,
uh-huh,
and built a whole platform around it.
That's smart.
Okay, let's rewind all the way back to the beginning.
All right.
One of the things that stood out to me was Cameron's mastery of mixtapes.
Yes.
This is way before streaming and social media blew up.
Yeah.
He was using them to build a movement.
That's right.
Control his own narrative,
uh-huh,
connect directly with his fans.
It's like he invented influencer marketing.
Yeah, it's like he invented influencer marketing.
Before it even had a name. Yeah.
He understood the power of building a direct relationship with his audience.
Yeah.
Bypassing those traditional gatekeepers, creating his own distribution channel.
Uh-huh.
This is a strategy that's even more relevant today.
Absolutely.
In the age of social media and personal branding.
It's essential.
And it's clear that this early experience shaped his whole approach to business.
I agree.
If you think about his involvement with Koch Records,
yeah,
that was a label that actually paid artists a higher percentage per record,
wow,
than the industry standard.
Really?
He wasn't just chasing clout.
Right.
He was looking at the economics, yeah, of the music business,
right,
making sure artists got their fair share.
That's huge.
At a time when the look of being signed to a major label was everything.
It was.
Cameron was focused on the bottom line.
So he was ahead of his time.
He even talks about how artists can get fooled by appearances.
Oh, yeah.
Signing deals that might give them status.
Yeah.
But leave them financially strapped.
That's a good point.
That's a trap anyone can fall into.
It is.
Regardless of their field.
Definitely.
Sometimes the pursuit of the right look,
right,
or association can lead to bad decisions.
I agree.
It makes me think about his story about Mac Miller.
Okay.
Who was already making millions independently,
oh,
and turned down major label deals,
right,
because they didn't make financial sense.
Interesting.
He knew his worth.
Good for him.
And he wasn't afraid to walk away.
That's powerful.
From a deal that didn't align with his goals.
That's a great example.
And it shows how the landscape of the music industry has shifted thanks to the internet.
Yeah.
Artists can build substantial careers.
Absolutely.
Without needing a major label.
Yep.
And Cameron recognized this early on.
He was ahead of the curve.
Speaking of adapting to new landscapes.
Okay.
His approach to it is what it is.
Right.
Is a masterclass.
Yeah.
In recognizing opportunity.
Sure.
He basically saw a gap in the market.
Uh-huh.
For a show that combined the realness
yeah.
of barbershop talk
yeah, yeah.
with a polished
right.
professional presentation. And he didn't just dip his toes in.
Right.
He invested in a high quality production,
yeah.
built a professional set.
Wow.
And committed to producing 5 episodes a week.
5 a week.
That's the key, isn't it?
I think so.
Consistency.
Yeah.
An investment.
Yeah.
You can have the best idea in the world.
Right.
But if you don't put in the work.
Absolutely.
And show up consistently.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere.
100%.
And that applies to anything you're trying to build.
Totally.
Whether it's a business,
uh-huh.
a creative project.
Yeah.
Or even just your own personal brand.
For sure.
Now, Cameron's perspective on college athletes.
Okay.
And NIL deals is fascinating.
Why is that?
Because it shows how he applies his principles
okay.
of independence and business savvy
right.
to completely different scenarios.
Interesting.
He talks about how NIL deals are allowing college athletes to finally profit from their talent.
I see.
And capitalize on their earning potential
yeah.
while they can.
That makes sense.
And he's challenging the traditional notions of amateurism in college sports.
Right.
Recognizing that these athletes bring immense value to their universities and to the sports industry as a whole.
It's true.
He's advocating for them to have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
To share in the profits they help generate.
I like that.
It's a complex issue for sure.
It is.
He even wonders if the influx of money could potentially make some athletes less hungry or driven.
Oh, interesting.
To succeed at the professional level.
I see.
But his co-host on It Is What It Is, Maurice Claret, actually brings up a really interesting counterpoint.
What's that?
Claret, who played football at Ohio State,
right.
argues that for many athletes, the money from NIL deals could be their last big paycheck.
Oh,
as
yeah.
an athlete,
yeah.
not everyone makes it to the pros.
Yeah, right.
So having some financial security can be crucial
for sure
for their transition to life after sports.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
That's a really insightful perspective.
It is.
It reminds us that even in a field like college sports, there's so much complexity and nuance to consider.
Absolutely.
And it underscores the fact that the conversation around NIL deals goes beyond just money.
Right.
It's about recognizing the value that athletes bring
mm-hmm.
and ensuring they have the opportunity to benefit from their talents.
It is.
So we've talked about how Cameron built his career
right.
on independence
yeah.
and knowing his worth.
Uh-huh.
But he also has a ton of experience right. working with brands yeah. and sponsors.
Yeah.
And his take on navigating those partnerships
okay.
is incredibly valuable.
Why is that?
He emphasizes that it's not just about taking any check that comes your way.
Yeah.
It's about finding the right partners.
Uh-huh.
Ones that align with your brand.
Yeah.
And help elevate your status.
Makes sense.
He talks about the importance of being selective.
Right.
Not diluting your brand.
Yeah.
By partnering with just anyone who offers you money.
You got to protect your brand.
It's a reminder that every decision you make
uh-huh.
as a creator
yeah.
or entrepreneur
right.
can have a lasting impact.
It can.
On your brand and yep. your long-term trajectory.
Absolutely.
And it's refreshing to hear someone at his level of success admit that they're still figuring it out.
That's humble.
He even mentions that his podcast's contract with Underdog Fantasy is almost up.
Oh, wow.
And he's in the midst of those negotiations.
I see.
It just goes to show that building a career.
Yeah.
And navigating the business side of things.
Yeah. Is an ongoing process.
It is.
No matter how established you are.
That's true.
You're always learning and adapting.
You got to stay on top of your game.
And having a strong team around you is crucial.
Absolutely.
People you can trust to give you honest advice.
Uh-huh.
And help you make the right decisions.
For sure.
Which brings us to another great example of Cameron's leadership.
Okay.
His role in negotiating the terms for the Dipset versus Battle
oh, right.
with the LOX.
Yeah.
Now, this is where things get really interesting.
How so?
So we're talking millions on the line.
Wow.
But Dipset, his own group,
yeah.
was pushing for the versus battle.
Okay.
Even though Cameron knew
uh-huh.
it could jeopardize the whole tour.
Oh, wow.
And to make matters worse,
yeah.
the initial offer from Versus was a joke.
Really?
But he stood his ground.
Good for him.
Even when his own group was ready to take the low ball offer,
wow,
he held firm and negotiated a much better deal for everyone involved.
That's leadership.
Talk about leadership.
That's impressive.
He wasn't just thinking about himself either.
That's good.
He made sure all the artists involved,
okay,
both Dipset and the LOX,
yeah,
got their fair share.
That's huge.
It's a masterclass in negotiation.
It is.
And really shows his commitment to looking out for his collaborators.
He's got their backs.
And he didn't stop at the performance fees.
Oh, wow.
He went further.
Okay.
And negotiated for things like Stock and Triller.
Wow.
Free beats from Timberland and Swizz Beatz.
That's amazing.
And a percentage of the pay-per-view revenue.
He knows how to negotiate.
That's how you maximize your leverage.
You got that right.
The tour, unfortunately, ended up getting canceled after the Versus battle.
Really?
But it sounds like Cameron made sure everyone walked away with something.
At least there's that.
He even joked that the only person who truly benefited was Ja Rule.
What?
Who wasn't even part of the original tour.
Oh, wow.
It's funny how things work out sometimes.
They really are.
But what's clear
is
that Cameron absorbed a lot from his experiences in the music industry.
Right.
And applied those lessons to his ventures in podcasting.
That makes sense.
He actually compares the two industries.
Okay.
And talks about how podcasting is a much simpler and more creatively free environment compared to the complexities of the music business.
For sure.
He points out that with podcasting, he doesn't have to deal with the headaches of record labels, sample clearances, or the complexities of managing artists.
Makes sense.
It's a much more direct line between creating content and connecting with his audience.
It is.
And that freedom allows him to be more authentic and speak his mind, which has led to some interesting dynamics with athletes.
Okay.
Because he's not afraid to call out athletes when he thinks they're underperforming.
Yeah.
And that sparked some pushback.
I bet.
But he makes an interesting point.
What's that?
His criticisms, even though they're similar to what you'd hear on ESPN or other sports media, seem to carry more weight and trigger stronger reactions coming from him.
Interesting.
I think it's because he's coming from outside the traditional sports media landscape.
Yeah.
His voice holds a different kind of authority. Yeah. Because of his position within hip hop culture.
It does.
It's almost like he's not playing by their rules, and that shakes things up.
That makes sense.
Now, before we move on from It Is What It Is, I have to bring up his co-host, May.
Right.
Their chemistry is undeniable.
It is.
And they don't hold back.
I've noticed that.
They're not afraid to disagree or challenge each other.
Yeah.
And it makes for some incredibly entertaining and insightful conversations.
I agree.
It speaks to Cameron's understanding of what makes for compelling content.
Right.
It's not about always agreeing or presenting a polished facade.
Right.
It's about the raw energy and genuine dynamic between two strong personalities.
It's true.
It's like eavesdropping on a conversation between two friends who are passionate about sports.
Yeah, they like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And that brings me back to this theme of authenticity that runs through everything Cameron does.
Right.
He's not afraid to be himself,
to
speak his mind, and to challenge conventions.
Yeah.
That's why people connect with him, whether it's through his music, his podcast, or his acting roles. He's the same person on and off camera.
It seems like it.
And that authenticity shines through.
I agree.
Speaking of acting, we can't forget his iconic role as Rico.
Oh, yeah.
In the cult classic film, Paid in Full.
Right.
It was his first acting role.
Really?
And he absolutely killed it.
I love that movie.
And it sounds like he brought that same fearless, take charge attitude to the set that we've seen throughout his career.
That makes sense.
Remember I mentioned that story about him getting out of his deal with Sony?
Yeah.
He literally showed up to the office every day.
Wow.
With a crowd of people just hanging out, making it impossible for the executives to work.
That's hilarious.
It was a bold move.
It was.
But it worked.
Wow.
That's Cameron in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Finding creative, unconventional ways to get what he wants.
That's awesome.
It's a reminder that sometimes you have to be willing to break the rules.
Right.
And challenge the status quo to achieve your goals.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't limit himself to just one path.
I've noticed that.
Acting, podcasting, entrepreneurship.
He does it all.
He's constantly exploring new avenues.
Yeah.
And pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
That's inspiring.
It's almost like he has a sixth sense for spotting opportunities.
Yeah.
Where others might not.
That's a good point.
And he's always evolving, learning, and adapting.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most important takeaways.
I think so, too.
From his story.
Yeah.
Success is not a destination.
That's right.
It's a journey.
It is.
And it's about being willing to embrace the unknown, to step outside your comfort zone, and to constantly push yourself to grow.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of something Stout asks Cameron. Towards the end of their conversation, he asks what advice he'd give to a young artist trying to break out of Harlem.
Right.
And his response is so insightful.
What did he say?
He talks about how it's not just about blindly chasing your dreams.
Right.
It's about balancing those aspirations
with
a dose of realism and practicality.
That's a good point.
He emphasizes the importance of having a good team around you.
Yeah.
People who will be honest with you, even if it means telling you things you don't want to hear.
That's important.
He also talks about the importance of being realistic about your abilities and understanding your strengths and weaknesses.
That's key.
It's about being self-aware and recognizing that talent and drive are important, but you also need to be adaptable and willing to adjust your plan when things don't go as expected.
That's true.
So much of Cameron's success can be attributed to his willingness to play by his own rules.
Absolutely.
But he's also shown a remarkable ability to adapt and evolve over time, whether it's navigating the changing music industry, venturing into new mediums like podcasting, or building successful businesses.
Absolutely.
It's this constant evolution and willingness to learn that has kept him relevant and successful for so long.
I agree.
And that's something we can all learn from.
We can.
No matter what field you're in.
Yeah.
The ability to adapt, to learn from your mistakes, and to constantly evolve is essential for long-term success.
It is.
It's not about having all the answers.
Right.
It's about being open to new possibilities and being willing to pivot when necessary.
For sure.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Cameron's insights on success and independence, I think it's worth taking a moment to reflect on what we've learned from his journey.
Absolutely.
What are the key takeaways that our listeners can apply to their own lives and careers?
Yeah. What are those nuggets of wisdom?
What are those nuggets of wisdom
that we can extract from Cameron's unconventional playbook?
Well, I think one of the most important lessons is the power of believing in yourself and not being afraid to take risks.
Yeah.
Cameron's entire career is a testament to betting on himself.
It is.
Even when others doubted him, he carved his own path and created opportunities where they didn't exist.
He did.
And he did it all while staying true to himself, maintaining his unique voice and perspective.
Yeah.
He never shied away from speaking his mind, even when it ruffled some feathers.
He's not afraid to be himself.
That authenticity is a big part of what makes him so compelling.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the creative side.
Right.
He's also shown incredible business savvy throughout his career.
Yeah.
Whether it's negotiating record deals, securing brand partnerships,
or structuring his podcast ventures.
He's a businessman.
He's always thinking about the economics.
Right.
Understanding his worth.
Uh-huh.
And maximizing his leverage, that combination of creative vision and business acumen is what sets him apart.
It is.
He's not just an artist.
Right.
He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And that entrepreneurial spirit is what has allowed him to remain relevant and successful for so long.
It has.
He's always evolving, looking for new opportunities, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
That's inspiring.
And that's the inspiring part.
It is.
His story isn't about replicating his exact steps.
Right.
It's about taking those principles
yeah.
of self-belief,
uh-huh.
strategic thinking,
right.
and adapting to the times
yeah.
and applying them to your own unique situation.
That's a great point.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay.
I will leave you with this question.
Thinking about Cameron's journey
uh-huh.
and all the different hats he's worn,
right.
rapper, yeah. actor,
uh-huh.
entrepreneur,
right.
podcast host.
Yeah.
What's one unconventional move you could make
uh-huh.
to take control of your own career path?
That's a good question.
Maybe it's reaching out to someone you admire.
Yeah.
Launching a side project you've been putting off.
Right.
Or learning a new skill
uh-huh.
that could open up different opportunities.
That's a good idea.
What's exciting about Cameron's story
yeah.
is that it shows us
uh-huh.
that success is often found outside the traditional playbook.
That's true.
It's about being bold.
Yeah.
Being resourceful and never being afraid to bet on yourself.
I agree.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll be doing a deep dive into your story.
I like that.
So let's get into part two.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
So where were we?
We were talking about how Cameron stood his ground and negotiated a way better deal for Dipset and the LOX for the Versus battle.
Right. The one that put their whole tour at risk.
Yeah. I mean, that's some serious leadership right there.
Definitely. He wasn't messing around. So what happened next?
Well, he ended up negotiating a way better deal for everyone involved.
What did he get out of it?
He didn't just stop at getting better performance fees. He actually went further and negotiated stock in Triller, free beats from Timberland and Swizz Beatz, and even a percentage of the pay-per-view revenue.
Wow. So he really knows how to leverage his position.
Yeah, he knows what he's worth.
That's for sure.
But the tour did end up getting canceled.
After the Versus.
Yeah, after the Versus battle.
Oh, wow. So all that for nothing.
Well, not really. It sounds like Cameron made sure everyone walked away with something.
Okay, good. At least there's that.
He even joked that the only person who truly benefited was Ja Rule.
Wait, Ja Rule?
Yeah, who wasn't even part of the original tour.
That's crazy. So all this drama surrounding the Versus battle, and Ja Rule is the one who ends up benefiting.
It's just funny how things work out sometimes.
You never know what's going to happen.
But I think what's clear from this whole situation is that Cameron learned a lot from his experiences in the music industry.
Yeah, definitely.
And applied those lessons to his new ventures, especially in podcasting.
Right.
He actually talks about how podcasting is so much simpler and a lot more creatively free than the music business.
Okay, I can see that.
I mean, he's not dealing with record labels or sample clearances or even managing artists.
Right. It's just him and his co-hosts.
And that freedom lets him be more authentic and speak his mind.
Which has led to some interesting dynamics with athletes.
Yeah, I mean, he's not afraid to call out athletes when he thinks they're not performing well.
Right, and that sparked some pushback.
He's gotten some beef for that.
What'd he said?
Well, his criticisms are similar to what you might hear on ESPN.
Okay.
But they seem to carry more weight when they come from him.
Well, that's interesting. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because he's not part of that whole traditional sports media world.
Right. Yeah.
So his voice has a different kind of authority.
Yeah, especially coming from within hip hop culture.
Right. He's not playing by their rules.
Which shakes things up.
Definitely.
Before we move on, I got to say, I love the dynamic between Cameron and May on their podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They really don't hold back.
Oh, no, they do not. They're not afraid to disagree or challenge each other.
And it makes for some really entertaining and insightful conversation.
Exactly. It's like you're just eavesdropping on two friends who are really passionate about sports.
Right. And it always feels authentic.
And that brings us back to that theme of authenticity that runs through everything Cameron does.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He's not afraid to be himself, speak his mind, challenge conventions, and that's why people connect with him.
I think you're right.
Speaking of challenging conventions, remember that story about him getting out of his deal with Sony?
The one where he showed up at the office with a bunch of people.
Yeah. That just goes to show how far he's willing to go to get what he wants.
That's wild. It's like a scene straight out of a movie.
Right.
But it worked, which is the crazy part.
And it really highlights that he's not afraid to be different or to push the boundaries to achieve his goal.
It's inspiring, you know.
But it's not just about breaking the rules. It's about being strategic and knowing how to navigate those different worlds.
Right. It's about being smart and knowing when to play by the rules and when to break them.
Exactly. He's a master at that. And what I find even more inspiring is that he doesn't limit himself to just one path. Music, acting, podcasting, entrepreneurship. He's constantly exploring new things and pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It's like he has this knack for spotting opportunities where others just don't see them.
Totally. And he's always evolving, learning, and adapting. It's like success for him isn't a destination, it's a journey. and he's embracing every step of the way.
That's a really powerful message. It's not about having all the answers. It's about being open to new possibilities and being willing to adjust course when things don't go according to plan.
Absolutely. And towards the end of their conversation, Stout asks Cameron what advice he would give to a young artist trying to break out of Harlem. And his response is so insightful and grounded.
What did he say?
Well, he talks about how it's not just about chasing your dreams blindly.
Right.
It's about finding a balance between those big aspirations and being realistic and practical.
Okay. Yeah, that's important.
He emphasizes the importance of having a good team, people who will give you honest advice, even when it's not what you want to hear.
Right. You need people who keep it real with you.
Yeah, exactly. And he also talks about being realistic about your own abilities and understanding your strengths and weaknesses.
That's self-awareness. Knowing what you're good at and what you need to work on.
Right. So it's not just about talent and drive. It's also about being adaptable and willing to adjust your plan when things change. And Cameron's career is a perfect example of that.
I agree. He's shown that success is about more than just talent. It's about having a vision, being strategic, and never being afraid to try new things.
And staying true to yourself along the way.
Absolutely.
So he was really able to merge that street smarts with a real business sense.
Yeah, and he's been doing it for years.
He never lost that authenticity.
Right, and that's huge.
And it's what makes him so relatable.
And it's why people are still listening.
Exactly.
It's inspiring to see someone who's achieved so much stay grounded and true to themselves.
It's not like he's following a traditional playbook.
No, he's making his own rules.
And that's the takeaway for our listeners, right? It's about taking those principles of self-belief and strategic thinking and adapting to the times.
You got to find your own path.
Exactly. It's about applying those principles to your own unique situation.
You can't just copy what someone else did.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Cameron's insights on success and independence, I want to leave you with this question.
Uh-huh.
What's one unconventional move you could make to take control of your own career path?
What could our listeners do right now?
Think about Cameron's journey, all the different hats he's worn, rapper, actor, entrepreneur, podcast host.
It's pretty impressive.
What's that one thing you could do differently?
Like, what could shake things up for them?
Maybe it's reaching out to someone you admire.
Yeah, make a connection.
Launch a side project you've been putting off.
Finally take the leap.
Or learn a new skill.
Right, invest in yourself.
Something that could open up different opportunities.
Yeah, you never know what could happen.
Cameron's story is exciting because it shows us that success isn't always about following the traditional playbook.
Sometimes you gotta go off script.
It's about being bold, being resourceful, and never being afraid to bet on yourself.
That's what Cameron did.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll be doing a deep dive into your story.
I would love that. So until next time, keep pushing the boundaries and making your own rules.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Ben and Jen, you guys are the best journalists ever for my team. I didn't know that I can hire some AI personnel. We can do better than the best journalists on, you know, whatever. I don't want to give a name, but whatever big network out there, TV network, you guys are the best. So you heard what they said about the power of the content and putting the podcast together, and make sure that you have a strategy. The difference between having a weekly podcast, a bi-weekly podcast, and an everyday podcast Monday to Friday, to make sure that you stay authentic and you have the stats and the knowledge to what you're talking about. And of course, the questions by Steve Stout were so powerful, and the way Ben and Jen are able to dissect that interview is just phenomenal. So guys, more information, you want to jump on my podcast, you want to be a guest, you want to sponsor an episode, feel free to reach out to us at reformationleadership.com. Make sure that you access our online training. We show you, regardless of what language do you speak, you can reach the globe in more than 20 languages with your podcast, your book, your event, how to monetize beyond the views. And I've been, you know, doing that myself for so many years. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next time with my next episode of Reformation Leadership Podcast, live from the ATL.